use me anytime. It's for us all to capture all we want.
Hello, hello. This is May, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is an hour of incantations and rituals. Okay, well, it's nice to be back in the stew. I always love being in the stew, because it means I get to play a bunch of music, and I get to listen to a bunch of music, and I love doing those things. What you just heard was Years by Laurel Halo off of Quarantine, which is, I believe, it's her first album. Now, I played some Laurel Halo last time on the show last week, and that's a bit more recent. That's like, I believe that's her most recent project. That was a lot different than what we just heard. The stuff she's been doing very recently has been very awesome ambient stuff. But that wasn't ambient, right? That was like, I don't know. It's just sort of like left field electronic pop, I guess. I really, it's a very appealing sound. It's my boyfriend describes it as queasy music, but maybe that might just be because he like threw up while listening to it. Anyhow, awesome tunes. The next thing that I want to get onto is Mono Lake. I played Mono Lake last week also, but I just keep coming back to them. Really a great project. Now the one that I'm going to play is off of the 2001 album CinemaScope. So it was just one of the guys at this point who was doing Mono Lake. The other guy who founded it left in 1999 to work full time on Ableton, and the other person who came in, he didn't come till 2004, I believe. Now I don't remember this guy's name, and it won't come to me because I'm really not so good at names. But it's just some guy. Anyways, very cool music. So this next song is Cubicle by Mono Lake. Woo! Thank you. goodness. Talk about songs for like, you know, living hard. Okay, so that was as I said, that was Cubicle by Monolake off of CinemaScope. I really like this song because it makes you think about what's the beat like where does the groove come from? You feel the groove with those like, you know, that deeper and more constant bass and snare, and then but then you get like those twinkles in there, and like that it, yeah, you know, you sometimes you're perceiving them as a beat and sometimes you're perceiving them as like ambience, and I don't know, I found it really interesting, to be honest. It's a great song, and Monolake, everyone should listen to Monolake at least 100 times. Okay, so that was a little bit of our electronic music for the night. At least, like, you know, like computer electronic music. Next, I want to get onto some guitar music, and I want to go into some time signatures, because I've been thinking about some time signatures recently. Let me tell you. Now, when I think of like a funny time signature, I often come back to this song, "Drunk" by Pear, and it's not how you usually spell Pear. It's Pear with an E and an A and then an E. If you know what I'm saying. Cool song. I'm gonna play this one. I'm gonna play this song, and I want you to figure out if you can figure out what time signature it's in. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. We just listened to Drunk by Pear off of this self-titled album. If you can't find them when you look them up, put another E in there. Yeah, it's a really cool song. It's a good gimmick. It's like a good gimmick. It's like a really solid gimmick to have, like, part of the meaning of your song and, like, the idea and the feeling that you want expressed through your song. It's like, you bring it through your time signature. You know, you make you feel your listeners feel a little drunk as they think about love and they think about hope and a little sad too, you know? It's a great song. Great gimmick. Anyways, I had a moment earlier today where just every single 4/4 song that I just was, you know, I was listening to song after song. It was all 4/4, 4/4. And I felt like I was going to explode. I felt like I was going to die. Because, like, I was thinking, man, I need to listen to 3/4 right now. I need to waltz immediately. I couldn't, for the life of me, think of any. It disturbed me that I couldn't think of any waltzes off the top of my head, or any songs off the top of my head. So I go to my good friend, I go to my good buddy, and I say, hey, do you know any 3/4 songs? And they're like, yeah, I've made one of those. So let's see if this works. I think this, that's not the right webpage. Okay, never mind. I'm going to play another song that I have up, and I'll see if I can maybe pull up this song from my friend in the meantime. This next song is a waltz. It's called Waltz, and it's by Acetone, which is the best band ever, and everyone has to listen to them. So this is Waltz by Acetone. It's a waltz. It's in 3/4. And I hope you agree with me that 4/4 sucks, and everything that's in 4/4 should be ended. In favor of 3/4, we could all have 3/4 instead. All right, I'm gonna play this one. We'll be right back. gonna let this sort of fade out here. Yeah, the beautiful, beautiful and magical power of 3/4 once again takes the cake. It takes the cake. I hope you enjoyed that, because I like that song a lot. And there's a lot of other Acetone songs I like. Great, great band. Go listen to them. Go listen to their album Acetone. It's on Spotify. For a long time it wasn't, but now it is. Anyways, okay. This is a song that was sent to me by my friend Hoverman, and it's a song by Hoverman. Big shout to Hoverman. Dope person. I'm gonna play this song. It's not only is it a waltz, not just a waltz, but also 6/8. In the comments of the YouTube video, there's a comment that says, "Finally, a waltz." And then 6/8. And that's how I feel about this song. So I'm going to play this song. It's really a great song. And I know the person who made it. And they're a great person. All right, I'm going to play it. This is World of Fangreen from Brackish Homicide EP by Hoverman. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. The song's ending. All right. All right. Okay. And now the song. Okay. And now the song's ending. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Now let me know if you could count all the beats in that one. Tell me. Send me a message. Send me a message on the Shoutcast server. Oh, that's not right. Send me a message. Track me down and send me a message. I'm May Carlston. Phone number is 914-255-2471. Send me a text. Send me a text if you figured out what the where the time signatures switches are and where it's 3-4 and where it's 6-8. Okay, now we have a request from Ivy from Beauty World to play. We have a request to play To a Husband at War by I Hate Myself. So I am going to put that on. Now the microphone stand, the mic just came off the mic stand. So I'll be back in a second when this song is complete. All right, Mike, back on the stand. The studio is okay. It's surviving. Okay, so that was To a Husband at War by I Hate Myself. Now that was notably not in 3-4. I do like that song. It's a good song. I Hate Myself is a fun band. I think I do believe that sample in that song, the like the guitar riff in the beginning, is in a song I made with my boyfriend at one point. I don't remember which song or when it is or where it's on the internet, but there's somewhere in the world that song is in a song that I contributed to. Okay. Now on with our regular scheduled programming. Like we're getting off that detour from the we talked about a lot of waltz. Yeah, okay. So this next song is David, I Hope You Don't Mind by Country Teasers. Really cool, emotional song. It's off the album Destroy All Human Life. Now, I really don't know much about this band, so I can't give you much in the ways of its background, but it's a sort of a cool, I don't know how to describe it. You know what? I'll let the music speak for itself. Take it at face value.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was David, I Hope You Don't Mind by Country Teasers off of Destroy All Human Life. Good album. Good name for an album. Great song. Great band. Okay. Now I'm gonna pull a little PSA out here because you know every radio host worth their salt has to have a PSA. All right, here we go. On August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. That's for you, drivers. If you're on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws. And even more particularly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life and death. There are so many bicycle accidents in this area. It's astounding, dude. Like it's a little crazy that you can have like a city like this and have bike lanes and be like, you know, pro public transportation or whatever, and still have so many it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous to ride a bike. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be dangerous to move around your local area or to you know not drive a car. It's a little absurd to me. Anyways, enough with that rant. We actually have breaking news here. I was sent a video by a good friend of mine, who's currently at a Noel concert, the band Noel. I'm gonna play it for you. I'm gonna let you try and figure out what's happening. Yeah, okay, good luck deciphering what was happening there. All right, this next song is by a Russian Soviet Union band called Hugo Ugo. Now, of course, this is spelt in Cyrillic, and the name of the song is spelt in Cyrillic, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but they're a really good band. I think this band is really dope, and also they're sort of nothing, like nobody hears about them, nobody talks about them, nobody knows about them. I've seen them mentioned, I think maybe once in a Quietus article, talking about like the new Soviet wave movement and like bands like Ploho, I think. But this is a really, really good, it's a really, really good band, and I think it needs more recognition. It's hard for me to find out a lot more about this band because a lot of it is in Cyrillic. And I don't know, we gotta take this to the mainstream, man. You know? We gotta bring this out there. Alright, I'm gonna play this. This is 153. I don't know what that is. You can look on the Shoutcast server if you go through WMFO.org, you can figure out what song is playing and, you know, read that for yourself. Once again, Hugo Ugo. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the song. It's got 1, 5, and 3 in it, I'll tell you that. I don't know. That song really, it just does something for me. I think this group has a lot of great stuff. Definitely check them out. Definitely check out Hugo Ugo. They got a lot of stuff on Spotify. So you can get what you need there. Really cool stuff. I haven't really found much else like them. They're for the longest time, they were like, you know, like a little bit of, just in the beginning, they were like an acoustic band before they started recording anything or even had like a real name. They got a cool history. Anyways, the hour is coming to an end. So I'd like to remind you that this is May that you're listening to, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this has been an hour of rituals and incantations. Now I might be sticking around for a little while longer, depending on what happens in the next 5 minutes. So I'm gonna close out the hour with this next song, Come and Close My Eyes by Flying Saucer Attack, off the album Further. Now I was first introduced to this group through their self-titled album, which, oh man, it's a great album. It really is. It's good sounds on there. This one I feel is more similar to the last song that we listened to. It's definitely not like the same ethos or anything like that, but it sounds sort of similar. I'm gonna let you see for yourself.